8:16, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning, Wednesday. And coming up this evening, 5 to 7, well, not only another coat giveaway, but there is going to be a meal giveaway as well. Now, of course, last week, Diane Kroc was in along with Anthony Law talking about the coats for the community coat drive. And more than 600 coats given away. Obviously, there's a need in the community, but the other great thing is that the community that is blessed is stepping up to help those. And now we've got an addition tonight. And Mark Thomas, Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, he and his wife Tricia actually stepped up and volunteered to help out by having the coats brought to the Legacy Center on their property. And Mark joins us here this morning. Mark, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am great. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming in. I saw this, that this was happening tonight. It's like, oh, we better get the word out. I know it's all over social media, but it's become even a little bit extra what's going on this evening at 5 to 7 at your Legacy Center. We talk about Mark seeing people step up, and we've seen it with the blessing boxes and other things, the coats, and we see it on the drives we do, obviously. We weren't able to do our community food drive like we have in the past, and our boatload of toys is going to be a little bit different this year. But we see people stepping up, and I know you're seeing it in this case as well.
Yeah, you know, and the thing with this, our coat drive and the blessing boxes and, you know, now Trace Cafe and Shirley Chu, she reached out to us and said, hey, I want to take this kind of to the next level. We'd also like to do along with the coat pickup. It's strictly drive-through. Obviously, we're still in COVID, so you're going to pull up. If you want a meal, we'll get you a meal. If you want a coat, you'll go to the next line. So you don't have to have both. You can get just one. So she stepped up and said, hey, I want to provide some meals for the community too while you're giving away these coats. So she reached out to us. Again, you know, this whole thing from coats for the community to the blessing boxes is strictly people helping people. It's not, you know, it wasn't designed something that a volunteer organization like, you know, of course I'm, you know, proud to be a past president of the Lions Club. It's not something that the Lions Club has brought forth or the Rotary. It's strictly just people that live in our community that care about our community and want to be a part of it. Just caring for the people, you know, as Diane said, you know, last week when you had her on, it's, you know, it's no strings attached. There's no hoops to jump through. You need food, you come to the blessing box. If you need a coat, you come see us. We're asking no questions, we're not here to judge. And if you feel you need a coat, we want you to have it because it is getting chilly outside and being hungry is bad. And so is being cold. So we don't want either one of those.
Mark Thomas, owner of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, joining us here this morning. And, you know, that's a great thing. You mentioned, like, the Lions Club, the service organizations. They do great work in our community and many
Absolutely.
Other communities around the country and around the world. And they are necessary.
Yeah.
But it's also necessary if you're not one of those to step up. Because And that's the thing. And we've seen this, you know, numerous times. We've had Joel Estes in to talk about blessings in a backpack. You know, that the need in just in District 205 for the meals that, 73%, I think, of the kids are on the meal plan and need those. So there's just and people step up and help with that. So it's just we're in a time right now, and especially with the pandemic going on, that there's even more need.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, the need is great, and you know, one thing it has gotten some PR, but you know, the Lions Club and the Rotary has stepped up, partnered with the VNA, and every Friday morning we're delivering shelf stable meals to, you know, homebound seniors that can't get out. So, you know, we are hitting as a community a lot of spots. And, I've been active delivering those meals since the project started in March. So, you know, this, I can't say this was an intentional natural progression for us, but, you know, as I was telling you earlier, I just kind of saw a gentleman by the name of Matt Hillhouse, who's a friend of mine, just kind of saw on Facebook, you know, the coats for the community actively going on. And, you know, Matt's a great guy, and he decided that, you know, his goal this year was to really help and support that program. And I saw him on Facebook trying to meet people places and just, you know, try to get all the logistics of getting coats to his house or meeting them in a parking lot or, you know, just all the different things he was trying to do to get people to get coats to him so he could get the coats to the right place. And, you know, so I sent Matt a text and said, hey, you know, this I'm watching you. This just isn't a realistic option for you to carry out for a long term. You know, we'd like to just make Watson Thomas a drop-off place. We're open every day. People can swing by at their convenience, drop the coats off, and go on about their day. They don't have to even plan anything. They can, at their convenience, they can drop them off.
You know, one of the great things also, not all the coats are brand new, but they're either gently used, they're clean, they're going to be clean. We ask that if you have a used one that you don't need anymore, child's outgrown or whatever the case may be, please, you know, just wash it before you bring it so you can drop them off. Yeah. But the other thing is, there are people that are spending money on, there's lots of new coats.
I've been absolutely amazed at the people in our community, again, just citizens who live here that care. They're like, hey, I went out and bought 10 brand new coats, or, you know, 20 brand new coats, or, you know, just whatever it is, or, you know, they're going out and you know, hitting up their neighbor saying, hey, you know, I don't know if you saw this, but, you know, there's a need for some coats. You have any coats that maybe your kids have outgrown? And, you know, I'm kind of past that with my kids. They don't outgrow stuff quite as quick as they used to. But, if you had a 4-year-old last year, probably this year, the coat might not fit him. So, you know, there's a need for that, you know, that smaller coat that doesn't fit anymore. There's somebody in the community that needs that. So
absolutely. So, again, 5 to 7 tonight, Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, the Legacy Center there, the building just behind the main building there, 5 to 7, coats to give away. Do you need a coat? Does somebody in your family, maybe your whole family needs coats? A meal, do you need a meal? I mean, and again, no questions asked. No, but you're not being judged at all. Just, you know, it's just, if you're in need, here is help for
absolutely.
You. And honestly, don't be too proud.
No,
I mean, I know that's a hard thing.
It is tough for some people, but I'm sure it's a hard pill to swallow for some people, but gosh darn it, you know, I'd rather you lose your pride a smidge if that's what you feel, but be warm. You know, that's long term, it's going to feel a heck of a lot better.
Yeah. You know, Tyler's that way because I told him at some point I'd buy him a drink, and what I did.
That's beneath me, Tom.
I went in the break room. I found a styrofoam cup. We have a sink there, put some water in it, brought it to him. He wouldn't accept it, so he was just too proud.
Not even an ice cube? Come on, man.
Well, you know, times are tough.
They are.
You also got to keep in mind the people that, you know, you say swallow your pride just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, how many people needed a coat in the past and then donated a coat later on in life?
Absolutely.
After, you know, they got their feet beneath them a little bit.
You know, it could be your stepping stone to, you know, to a different direction. Absolutely. You know, and it's, you know, I haven't always been in the position where, you know, we're able to give financially like we are. But, you know, one thing that my wife, Trish, and I said when we bought the funeral home was, we're not only going to be a funeral home in the community, we are going to be the community funeral home, and we are going to give back. So, you know, again, this was not planned. It just kind of has snowballed, if you will, since we're in December here, you know, into this great program. And I actually talked to Diane this morning, and she said we're actually probably more upwards to 800 coats because since Saturday we've continued to give out some coats. So, you know, before tonight, you know, we're already 800. We'll be well over 1,000 coats given out in the community by the time tonight's over.
Wow, that is great. Mark Thomas, owner of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, joining us here this morning again, 5 to 7 this evening. And I suppose it's going to go 5 till whatever.
Till,
if there's a line, you're not going to say, sorry, we're done.
Right, yeah. We just have to set some parameters so people know when to come. But if there's still a line at 7, everybody's going to get served. Yeah. Now, food is there until they run out. I don't have a tally on how many meals Shirley's decided that she's preparing, but it's going to be all boxed up, ready to go. We're going to hand it to you in your car. Like I said, and then you'll pull up to the next line if you need a coat to grab your coats as well. So, you know, there is a limited number of food available tonight.
Yeah.
And if something happens that you come up and you need a 2X coat and we're out, we're going to get your name and we're going to find that 2X coat for you and we're going to get it to you.
You know, you talk about people stepping up because, again, you know, sometimes whether it's with the service organizations that you're involved in, sometimes you do have to go places, businesses, and ask for things.
Right.
And this isn't that case. So, like you mentioned with Shirley Chu with Trey Cafe, hey, I would like to help out. You guys are going to be there. This is the perfect time that they need coats. Maybe they need a meal as well. Here we go. Here's a way I can help out without, you know, nobody came begging to me.
Yep. You know, and that's, you know, again, that's been the great thing across the board with, you know, the first one, Goodwill taking them all and separating them and, you know, and then the Anthony Law and his Men of Distinction and Women of Character, they're stepping up. So we're getting young adults in learning how to not only live in a community but take care of the community Now we have Steve Cheeseman, who's active with the Gale Scholars Program, which is, you know, high schoolers that, you know, have family that have never graduated college. It's a great program, gets them all the way through Carl Sandburg and Knox with a college degree at no expense to them, but they're required to do some community service things. So we're teaching the young adults as well the value of not only living in a community, but being a part of the community. And Sunday night when we were separating coats, to see those, you know, I'll call them young adults, whether they're the, you know, from Mod and Walk in college or the high schoolers for Gale Scholars, you know what, the kids worked hard, you know, and I think we're helping them understand that value. And that's something important to me to carry on caring for your community.
You know, the other great thing, we talked a little bit with Anthony Law about this last week, and I know we've been talking with Steve and Les Hunter in the past with the Gale Scholars Program. Yeah, you would love for these kids to, you know what, you went through here, you went to school here, we'd love you to be able to stay, but we know that's not always possible. You have lives elsewhere, but what you're hoping is that they're going to be involved whatever community they're in as they go on in their life. And Anthony mentioned that, you know, with the Men of Distinction, Women of Character, there was some that are elsewhere now. They do things in their community, but they've also come back to help with events like this.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's our goal. You know, I mean, we're all teachers of some sort, hopefully, and, you know, whether we're in the classroom or outside of it. So, you know, let's teach these kids what is the proper way to be an adult and to not just put your blinders on and live in your community, but also care about it. I don't, you know, if they move to a different community and they see a need, I want them to remember when they volunteered when they were younger and say, hey, I know a way to step up. You know, and if we can do that, you know, it becomes a snowball effect. As they become adults, they teach other kids and it just keeps moving. And, you know, our goal is to eliminate divisiveness and just say, you know what, we all have our differences of opinions and we all have our differences on how things should be done. But one thing that we all do have in common is we should all care about the community we live in.
Absolutely. Mark Thomas, owner of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, joining us here this morning. It's the it's a coat, not only the coats for the community, a coat and meal giveaway tonight at Watson Thomas Funeral Home's Legacy Center, the building just behind. You'll see the line of vehicles there. If you don't have a vehicle, you need to walk whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can walk up as well.
Yeah, you don't have to have a vehicle if you if you ride a bike or you walk or, you know, if you came on the bus, there's a bus stop across the street from the funeral home, you know, just come on over. It doesn't have to be in a car. You know, I suspect we were probably going to have quite a few walk up people. So, yeah, we want you there. We don't care what your mode of transportation is.
And it starts at 5 o'clock, 5 to 7-ish when, you know, right, whenever the things run out or whatever. And I guess the other thing is, and I think we talked a little bit about this last week with Diane and Anthony, if you have no way of getting there, we'll try to contact somebody, whether it's Diane and the Blessing Box people online or whatever. Try to find somebody that you think might be involved, and they will find a way to get you what
Absolutely.
You need.
Absolutely. Yeah, we will find a way. You know, if you have no transportation, I'm sure, you know, there's the old 7 degrees of separation. So I know you know somebody who knows somebody that can get in touch with one of us that are active doing this, and we're going to make sure that you get what you need.
Absolutely. Mark Thomas, Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, joining us here this morning. Again, coats and meal giveaway, coat and meal giveaway tonight. And thanks again to Shirley Chu and Trey Cafe providing meals to give away until they run out and the coats. I don't know if you're going to have somebody. I don't know if you'll run out. Might have to do this again, which is not a bad thing,
you know,
that people are being really generous.
You know, it's, you know, Anthony and I talked about at some point, you know, we have to set, okay, what's our goal of coats to give away this year? Is it 2,000 or, you know, what's our goal? Because I think, you know, otherwise, you know, this could go on all winter and we could almost drive ourselves crazy trying to do this. You know, great project. I don't know what the end goal looks like. I know I've seen Diane, you know, our kind of goal, probably stop dates, probably somewhere around Christmas, so next week. You know, but that doesn't mean if we still see a giant need, we don't do something in January. You know, just because Christmas is over and Christmas season is over doesn't mean the need is gone.
Right. Well, I guess maybe the goal should be, hey, we get one to everybody that needs one.
Well, I mean, that was,
like you said, that might not be possible, but
yeah,
you're going to try.
I don't know if that's possible, but you know what? You know, Matt Hillhouse said that's his, that is his goal. So, you know, Matt's determined.
Well, I know we thought you're going to try to get Matt to come in this morning. He's not that type of person.
No.
But you know, the company with his dad's company works with National Coatings that maybe a lot of people don't necessarily know about. Yep. But we appreciate what he's doing for the community.
Absolutely,
here.
You know, and Matt's you know not. Matt's always been active in the community, but he's not one of the guys you see out there. He just goes about his things quietly, and I wanted him to come on this morning with me because that's who he is, because he's just a guy who wants to help people, and you know, no affiliation with anywhere. He doesn't have a blessing box. He just saw the need for the coats and said, hey, you know what? This is something I can help with. I have the time. I have some financial resources. I know a lot of people, so this is something I can help with. And you know, Matt stepped up in a big way. You know, he's like, well, I've only been part of this for a couple of weeks. I'm like, well, that's a week longer than I have been. So
yeah. There you go.
Because Matt had started, and I had messaged him after he started. So anyway, shout out to Matt Hillhouse and his wife Heather, and of course their kids, because anytime you – take on a project like this or become that active in it, it takes a lot of your time.
Yeah. And your family too.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to give a shout out to Matt and his wife and kids, because, you know, he sacrificed time with them to do this. So.
All right, coat and meal giveaway again this evening, Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, the Legacy Center. They're on the campus from 5 till around 7 or whenever they get done tonight. And again, no questions asked. No, they're not going to ask for an ID or anything. If you need a coat, you're going to get a coat. If you need a meal, until they're gone, you're going to get a meal. That's
absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
And if somebody would like to donate, if you got used coats, make sure they're clean or new. Just dropping by the Legacy Center today?
Dropping by the main funeral
home.
Building.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yep, just drop them off there. I've got a whole room full of them. We got to get taken over to the Legacy Center and separated. So everything over there is kind of separated. So we try not to just pile stuff in over there. As we take it over, we like to get it in the right spot. So.
Yeah, and I suppose same thing, a check or cash, whatever the case may be.
Absolutely.
Just drop that by as well.
You know, if you don't have time to do that, you know, if certainly check or cash, and we'll take that and we'll get the right people to go out. You know, Ryan Crane has been real active as well, and, you know, we'll send him off with some money and have him go get some coats, or Diane or Matt or whoever. You know, we'll make sure that money gets spent well.
Absolutely. Again, 5 to 7 this evening, Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory at the Legacy Center is when the event will actually happen. Coat giveaway, the meal giveaway. So, Mark, thank you. And of course, Diane and Anthony and Matt and everybody that's helping out, Ryan and Shirley Chu as well, and Trey Cafe. They're going to be putting a lot of work in leading up to this tonight as well.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for having me.